Well, I sure am thankful to be in the Lord's house this evening. Right. Thankful for what he's done in my life. I don't deserve very much. Right. I don't deserve this calling on my life. I didn't want to do it for the longest time, but I'll tell you one thing, right? When you're in the center of God's will, that's when you'll be the happiest. I believe that wholeheartedly. You get right in the center of his will for your life, and bless God, he'll come right down there and bless you real good. And I thank him, I appreciate him, and I love him. All right, if you want to read along with us, let's go to the book of 1 Peter. Book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1. 1 Peter, chapter number 1. I want to say this before I read. I thank God for his assurance. I've had a few messages on my heart and just kind of been wrestling around with it. And I'm going to preach on the blood here in just a few minutes if the Lord will allow me. But I didn't really know exactly. Right when I walked in, I wasn't sure. And I walked right in and I saw the blood on the doorpost. I was like, well, that's something right there. And then when I got up, they started singing about the blood of Christ. And I was like, well, that's something else right there. And it started stirring my spirit. And I'll just say, praise God, I'm just happy to be here. But if you want to start reading, we'll read in verse number 16 down there just a little ways. It says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yeah. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For so much as ye know that you were not redeemed by corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without a spot. Let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again. Lord, I want to say thank you for everything you've done for me, God. Everything I know you're going to do, Lord. I want to say thank you for saving my soul when I was going to bust hell wide open. God, thank you for allowing me to stand and preach your word. Lord, I want to just ask you why I'm behind this desk for a moment of time, God. You just give me a mouthpiece and help me say nothing that you don't want me said. Lord, I pray you just help me say it all through you, God. Lord, I pray that we all just be real attentive to what the Lord has to say for us in this moment of time. And God, I pray, I love you, and I thank you for everything, for it's in your holy, wonderful name I pray. Amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord.
Just a little backstory about 1 Peter. I don't know if anybody knows this. I didn't know it for the longest time, but Peter, he's writing to a group of people that's being martyred, and to be martyred is to be killed for your faith. Yep. And he writes them some pretty encouraging words, don't he? I like 19 real good. It says, but with precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without a spot. I want to take this back just a little bit. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if we go back to the origination of blood, we need to go back to the Passover. And that's gone back in the old Bible and in the old days. They had to get a perfect lamb without spot. They had to get a perfect lamb without blemish. And bless God, they'd come right up to the doorpost and they'd strike the blood right there. And that lamb had to be real good. It had to be real perfect. And they struck the blood right up there so the death angel couldn't come on by. I begin to read about the blood and the characteristics of what the blood of my Lord can do. It had to be a perfect lamb. And it wasn't just one and done, Kevin. It was a reoccurring thing. They had to keep on doing it. Every year they had to keep on doing it. No one was perfect. But there was one man who came as a perfect sheep. He was led right to the slaughter. And he come up and he hung and he bled and he died on the sins for you and for me. I say praise God. I'm thankful for the blood, ain't you? I'm thankful for the blood. What does the blood do? Well, first of all, the blood, it's redeemed us. It redeemed us. I'm glad we didn't have to go every year and get it applied to our life, ain't you, Eric? We done it one time, he's gone with us forever. What about that? We didn't do a thing to deserve it, did we? He redeemed us. He's going with us all the way to heaven. What about that? I'm going to slow down here just for one second. I don't know what I've done to deserve such a God. And I'll tell you what I've done to deserve such a God. Not one thing. I didn't do nothing. The Bible says the best I could do, my righteousness meaning Zachary Payton Slavin's righteousness, and this old flesh right here is nothing.
Right.
Filthy rags.
Yes.
But when he redeemed us, buddy, he made my inner man. He made my inner man a fit subject for heaven. Let me say, he's here and he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Nothing that the blood of the Lamb does, it cleanses your sin.
Yeah.
It cleans it real good.
Yeah.
Not only does it redeem you when you're saved, but I believe he gives you a whole clean slate, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
He wipes it completely clean, and you get a fresh start.
Yeah.
Fresh start. We didn't do nothing to deserve it.
No.
Not one thing, did we?
Right.
Only thing I could say is praise God.
Hey.
We didn't do nothing, but here we are.
Hey.
Able to worship a God in a free country. Able to sit in here. We ain't going to get laughed at or condemned. And if we do, then they probably need to be on the altar anyway.
Yeah.
But bless God, I'm glad we serve a living God who's still got the blood and is still ready to be applied.
Yeah.
We moved down along there. If you want to turn with me, Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. I just got just a few more things and I'll get down out of the way.
Blessing, Lord.
Romans chapter 5, verse number 9.
Good.
It says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me want to run a while. We're being justified.
Yeah.
And let me break that word down for you just in case I need to. To be justified which means to be made right.
Yeah.
I'm going to add to that just a little bit if that's okay.
Mind the Lord.
Being justified means to be made right by the blood of the Lamb.
Yep.
You know what?
Yeah.
I believe we're going to get up in heaven. We're going to stand there, and I believe he'll look right at us, and we can say Romans chapter 5, verse number 9 real good. We're here because of the blood. He redeemed us. He cleansed us. He justified us. And bless God, we still want to come to church and act like he ain't done nothing for us. If he don't do nothing else for you, guess what he done? He saved you. He cleansed you. He redeemed you. And he justified you. You know what else the blood does? You know what else the blood does? It gives us victory from the enemy. You know who the enemy is? It's the devil. The adversary is constantly going after us. But he's got a kryptonite, don't he? You know what his kryptonite is? The blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood, ain't you? I say hallelujah to God. Let me break it down one more time and I'll be done just in a few minutes. He saved us. He cleansed us. He redeemed us. He justified us. And he's fighting the devil for us. What did we do? Nothing. It don't make no sense. But I say praise God. I say hallelujah to God. That's all I feel like saying, Brother Kevin.
Come get a song. Come play. I'll say this. Come get what can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood. They get ready to come if you're here, no doubt about it. Here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. You've not had that blood applied. Friend, be a mighty good time. Be a mighty good night to stop playing church. Stop trying to fit in the pews. Come out from among that place. I'll tell you this. If you'll just take that first step, Christ will meet you there.
Amen.
He'll meet you there, friend. I don't know where you stand at tonight, but if you don't know the Lord, be a mighty good time to come now. Come now, as they sing. Lord God, help us.